it's you versus you, and you know, not had wanting to go back and revenge trade, and sticking to your rules, and you know, watching your risk, and just being patient. Just let it be patient, and let the value come to you. Stop chasing. You know, you see other guys who are doing it. God knows, I've seen it so many times where I see guys who are killing it on the gap up, and I think I can go chase and everything else, and it's the biggest mistake. You know, just waits, and every day, this is the beauty of the stock market. Every day there's something to find. And if you don't find it, I promise you, on Tuesday or Wednesday, you're gonna find the trade. There's always something there. And stop revenge trading. Stop saying, I'm gonna make it back on the next trade. That's exactly when you should walk away, and that's exactly when the market's gonna go against you and take everything from you. Just take a deep breath. Very hard to do.
You're listening to Trade the Pool on audio.
Welcome everybody to another Funded Trader of Trade the Pool. Today, Arash is with me, a new funded trader with $100,000 of buying power. Thanks for coming to this interview, Arash.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. So like always, we're gonna ask Arash some questions about his trading, general, and also the process and experience you gathered here at Trade the Pool. Tell us a little bit about your background.
I've been in this world for, you know, over 10 years. I've traded a lot of my own accounts and unfortunately haven't had great success. So in the last 6 months, you know, I took 6 months off and tried to take a break and, you know, stop worrying about how to do it and try to concentrate on my day job. And I tried something different this time where I took care of my mind and myself physically. And I've been trying to change a lot of my daily habits that I know reflect a lot upon work and especially something with trading and mentally. Mm-hmm. And I've come back fresh and, you know, it showed where I passed in, I think it was about a week now. And the two things that I learned this time around that have been a great help to me is, A, I use ChatGPT to help me strategize more and review my trades, which has been tremendous help and teaching me a lot more about risk management. And then B, patience. You gotta have patience. If you think you're gonna hit a home run every day and you think you're gonna come in and buy 1,000 shares or 5,000 shares and just knock it out of the park, you're not going to make it. You got to take small base hits every day. And before you know it, it's going to compound, and you're going to be in a different level. You're going to look it back on your past mistakes, and you'll be like, this is much easier than I thought it could be. But until you get that click of patience, it's not going to make a difference for you.
Yeah. And I mean, you probably learned it over time, right?
You got to take time. You got to just study the charts, and you got to understand. You know, I never understood until recently where they say you've got to look for the market when there's value and when there's momentum, and you can't trade every day. You know, unfortunately, I still do it and I'm still learning, but you got to wait for the upside and the downside. And, you know, and you got to wait till you see where you're not going to get chopped up and spit out every day.
Yeah. So let's talk about two important things that you mentioned. One is, you know, you've been around for 10 years. As you said, it was not that great of success, let's call it that way. How do you stay in the game for such a long time? How do you, you know?
It's not easy. It's not easy, but it's truly a passion of mine that I've been something I've wanted to learn over the years and ever since I was in high school. And I've been obsessed with the markets and I'm obsessed with how people can change their lives. And I finally, after all these years, I think I understand, though, you got to give it time. You got to wait. You got to stop watching what other people do on social media. You got to stop watching people playing options. And that's the other thing I want to mention. You know, that's where I also decided to change. I dropped the options. Options is a very different game than trading equity. And one of the biggest things that I've seen that's the biggest difference is the changing, having the stop loss and being able to trade with a stop loss and getting out and getting back in like this versus an option. If the stock goes up or down 50 cents between gamma, theta, and all the other Greeks that go on with it, you can lose, you know, 20% of your value. And while the stock has only been down, and let's just say a dollar.
Yeah. And speaking of, you know, the technical, what's the thing with the AI that you mentioned? I mean, how do you really craft?
I copy and paste all my trades at the end of the day, and it reviews all the trades with me, with simply by prompting ChatGPT. But even prior to that, I copied and pasted all the rules you guys give us to follow. And it just simply lays out for you your size, how much your stop loss should be, and you've got to just follow it. And you're going to have some days where you're going to lose, and you know you got to shut the screen down and leave for the day and come back the next day. But you've got to follow your risk management like you guys are teaching us on the platform as yourselves. But you have to have risk management. If you don't, if you're just going to trade on hope, which you know, many of us new traders do, and you think you're going to see the little green bar go back up above your stop loss and, you know, get you back out. You've got to trade on risk management. You got to respect your stops. But it's a huge, huge difference trading equity versus options. Again, I'll say to a lot of the struggling traders out there, stop trading the options. Switch to equity. You're not going to make as much money, but you're going to be a lot more relaxed and you're going to have a lot more stability.
Yeah, I guess a lot of the guys that joined the option came after COVID or during COVID, and they all looked for, you know, easy solution, obviously gain a lot of percentage, but also it's much cheaper to trade options, right? And the option costs $5. When you want to trade Tesla, the underlying, you need to buy, you know, $200, $300 of stock. So I guess we pretty much covering that, right? I saw that you're trading a lot of Tesla and other more expensive stocks.
They make the moves you need them to make. When you're trading 200 to 300 shares a day, you can make a couple of $100 every day. You got to just give it time. It's just something that I got to keep repeating to myself too. I'm not perfect, and I'm still learning a lot too, but you have to give it time. You got to be patient. And a lot of the guys who I follow on X and everything else, it's the same thing. They say, just give it time. And if you're going to think you're going to hit home runs, you're going to get blown out of the water before you know. I'm sure, you know, on a day like today where everybody saw Friday, everything was closing high again. And then we got the news on the downgrade today and everyone's waking up today thinking, oh, no, what's going to happen? Just give it. You got to just go, not go on with crazy size, and just make your money every day, come out, and just start fresh again the next day. And that's the other thing. Every day is a new day.
100%. I couldn't agree more on this one. And I'm going to share my screen to show you guys at home your dashboard. For those of you not familiar, every trader gets his own dashboard so you can track your stats and performance in general. Let's look at it because there are a few things very interesting to talk about. So here it is. First of all, for those who are very new to this, it's been trading 100K and need to reach a certain target, which is in this case 6K, 6%, cannot lose more than 4%, daily pause and other parameters. We will talk about this this trading curve in a second. 55% success rate, which is decent, 1.2 on the risk reward. And as I mentioned before, you're trading mostly Tesla. I saw PLTR, RBXO, very common companies or stocks. Did you always trade this one, or did you trade?
Even when I was trading options, I would always trade them again, just because of how volatile they were. And then you just got that quote unquote value between them, and you were able to get the upside and the downside, but again, much easier trading in equity versus options, just because of that stop loss is key. Where, you know, it's like you see the charts going against you, you could start trading. You can get out and get back in if you see it flip, as you can see with some of my trades. You know, where I tried to just get in and get out as quickly as I could.
And I like the fact that, you know, you're working with 200, 300 number of shares. So that's also great. You're not going over the top, or like you said, trying to make a home run.
Yes. So
that's super important, especially when it comes to trading those big names when they can easily move a few dollars in a minute.
Yes.
Amazing. Let's talk a little bit about this trading curve that you had, because you had a nice move to the upside almost. You know, you made like 4% out of the six, and then had a pullback all the way to almost break even. What happened during that time?
What happened was the market just went against me. The trades went against me. I mean, you know, I reset again, and I studied what my trades were going wrong, and I work with my best friend, ChatGPT, and you know, you gotta come in mentally, and it definitely defeats you, because I was very close to getting there, and I felt very defeated. I was like, it's gonna go backwards. I had to use you have that feature where you let us continue trading if you want to spend an extra $100 during the day, and I did that, I think, twice, and you know, I got my head on straight. And It's truly a mental game, that it's you versus you, and you know, not have wanting to go back and revenge trade, and sticking to your rules, and you know, watching your risk, and just again being patient. Just let it be patient, and let the value come to you. Stop chasing. You know, you see other guys who are doing it. God knows, I've seen it so many times where I see guys who are killing it on a gap up, and I think I can go chase and everything else. And it's the biggest mistake. You know, just waits, and every day, this is the beauty of the stock market. Every day there's something to find. And if you don't find it, I promise you on Tuesday or Wednesday, you're going to find the trade. There's always something there. And the other one that I'd say that was one of my biggest mistakes was stop revenge trading. Stop saying, I'm going to make it back on the next trade. That's exactly when you should walk away. And that's exactly when the market's going to go against you and take everything from you. Just take a deep breath. Very hard to do. Very hard to do.
And especially when you have like a streak of losing trades and you just want to get back, right?
Yeah, that's exactly when you've got to walk away. That's exactly when you throw everything out the window and you forget about all your rules and all your parameters. And that's when you're going to blow up an account with you guys or whatever platform you're trying to trade on. Again, very hard. I've done the mistake so many times, but if you just give it a minute, you'll see you'll have a better day the next day.
100%. And also, you did fairly good after you pulled back from the break even. You did very nicely and moved forward. I like the fact that you're using ChatGPT for that. I know guys that are doing it for a trading journal as you do, but also that's interesting to see, you know, taking the rules and actually letting ChatGPT guide you and give you the risk management tools. So it's a very smart move.
That's where I was making my mistakes, because I've tried with you guys in the past and I hadn't passed either. And when I first started with you, I didn't know, you know, because especially for the size and stuff, I was sizing up too much, and I would blow my chances with you guys within 2 days, let's say, and I didn't know how to size it properly, so I wouldn't hit my stop losses for the day and so on. And it said strictly, it said trade between 100 to 150 to 200 shares, and your max loss on a trade can only be about $200. And it said if you have three losses during the day, then you got to call it quits for the day. But again, everybody can, you know, everyone has different risk tolerance and different ways they want to trade. So they've got to just give it time and play with ChatGPT. It's a better mentor than many of us have access to, and you can just, and it really can, you could be one-on-one with it and, you know, tell it all your flaws and it'll really advise you properly. It's a pretty wild thing to work with.
Yeah, something we definitely didn't have a few years ago.
100%. 100%.
So, I mean, how it was after, you know, like you said, you had the few attempts before passing the evaluation. How was the feeling when you really passed and reached the target?
I was very happy. It's a very nice accomplishment to feel for myself, and feels good. Definitely felt very good to finally, I think this was my fourth try, if I'm right. Fourth, even fifth try. So it felt very good to make it. And now I got to remember not to blow it up. And, you know, I got to make sure to keep moving ahead and follow the rules for being a funded trader now. And, you know, now I'm looking forward to getting my first payout and, you know, keep moving ahead.
That's amazing. Definitely recommend watching Arbnor, a video. It talks about it, how to build the cushion, how to build the buffer, and basically keep your funded account. You pulled down $50,000 last month. So definitely check it out.
Where do I find that? It's in the pod, in the dashboard?
It's in our YouTube or the VOD on the website.
Okay.
Everything is there. And definitely there are many funded traders that gives great advices.
Okay.
And I'll be happy, of course, to do another interview with you after you get your payout, you know, and the guys will listen to how it feels like and how you accomplish that as well.
Excellent.
Amazing, Arash. So thanks so much.
Thank you.
And for those of you who want to check us out, go to tradethepool.com. Maybe you will be the next funded trader. Take care, guys.
Thank you for listening to Trade the Pool on audio. Visit us at tradethepool.com and see if you have what it takes to become a funded trader. That's www.tradethepool.com.